In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Mass tells in its secret, in beautiful petition to God, which goes like this. Behold, O God, our protector, and look upon the face of thy Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all, and grant that from the rising of the sun even unto the setting thereof, thy name may be exalted among the Gentiles, and that in every place a clean offering be sacrificed and offered to thy name. The great missionaries of the Church, ever since the days of Saint Paul, have courageously fulfilled this mission. Even in the times of tribulations and persecutions, the Church has planted new missions in all over the world. One of the great missionaries, Saint Francis Xavier, was working in Asia at the same time when the Lutherans in Europe were calling for the destruction of the Catholic Church. And Saint Francis, with his own hands, baptized in Asia over 1 million pagans. In fact, this great missionary, Saint Francis Xavier, won to the Church more souls than had been taken from her by all the heretics combined, from Simon the Magician down to Luther and Calvin, in the course of 1500 years. Today, there is also in the Roman calendar the feast day of an illustrious martyr of Christ named Philip, who was a bishop in Roman Empire during the times of persecutions. He governed that church with great virtue and prudence when it was shaken by violent storms. He had as his companions three of his clergy, Severus, Hermes, and Eusebius, whose laborious and penitential lives proved them all to be true disciples of the cross. When persecution started, many advised Bishop Philip to leave the city, but he stayed, continuing to exhort the faithful to constancy and patience, and preparing them for the celebration of the Feast of the Epiphany. The faithful were much grieved for persecution, but the bishop encouraged them with his inflamed discourses. Afterwards, the governor came and said, "You know that the emperor has forbidden your assemblies. Surrender into my hands the vessels of gold and silver which you make use of, and the books which you read." The bishop answered, "The vessels and treasure we will give you, for it is not by precious metal, but by charity that God is honored. But the sacred books it neither becomes you to demand, nor me to surrender." The governor ordered executioners to be called into his court and commanded one of them, who was the most infamous among them for his inhumanity, to torture the bishop. Philip carried his torments with an invincible courage and told the governor that it was not in his power to destroy the word of God. By the governor's orders, the soldiers then burned the sacred writings. The flames mounted so high as to frighten the standers by. This was told to Philip, and he took the occasion from this fire to call down the vengeance with which God threatens the wicked. The governor had them to be brought again before his tribunal, and in vain he pressed Philip to obey the emperor. Having then advised with his assessor and others the governor pronounced sentence in these terms: "We order that Philip and Hermes, who, despising the commands of the emperor, have rendered themselves unworthy of the name of Romans, be burned, that others may learn to obey." They went joyfully to the pile. Philip's feet were so sore from tortures that he could not walk, and therefore he was carried to execution. When they came to the place of punishment, the executioners, according to custom, covered Philip's feet and legs with earth up to the knees, and having tied his hands behind his back, nailed them to the pile. They likewise made Hermes go down into a ditch, and immediately the executioners covered his feet with earth as well. Hermes's hands were tied behind his back, and fire was set to the pile. The martyrs praised and gave thanks to God as long as they were able to speak. On this occasion, when we ask for the spreading of faith to the heathen, we remember the weapons with which the martyrs always stood prepared for the combat: a just and humble fear, the dutiful practice of penance and all other virtues, the most fervent use of the sacraments, prayer and meditation on eternal truths, a contempt of the world and of the goods and evils of this life, and finally, the constant attention to things to come. But we must also remember that the spiritual persecutions of the world are often more dangerous than those of the sword. And spiritual persecutions also corrupt far more souls. The allurements of pleasure and riches, the pumps of vanity, and the snares of pride and ambition, these murder more souls than all the emperors, all the Neros, Diocletians, and Julians murdered bodies. We run into the arms of certain death if we expose ourselves to our enemies and lie down our weapons. We must, therefore, forever be shielded with our faith and penance, that we may become invincible against the devil. Saint Philip and his companions, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.